Right, I'm here with AFC Russian and Diamonds manager Mark Starmer. It's a couple of hours before kickoff. Starms, how are you feeling?
Nervous. Excited. Everything rolling to one, really. Been up since very early this morning. Thinking about the squad, thinking about the day. Just everything, really, the whole occasion, and just want it out of the way, really. If I'm totally honest, I want the fans to enjoy today, and then hopefully we'll win on the pitch. And that's what I'm aiming to do. But enjoy the day as well, because it's important we all enjoy the day. Everybody enjoys the day, starting from yourself, all the way through the board, everyone that's put work into the ground, and the players to enjoy it as much as possible as well. And 3 points would be fantastic, but it's more than that. For me, it's more than that today. Yeah, it's nice to get off with 3 points, and it is crucial from a football perspective. But for the fans, for everybody connected to the club, I just want everyone to have a great day.
Absolutely, and we all share that sentiment. On to today's match and the team. Have you had any selection headaches before decide on your final team for today?
Yeah, one or two. Couple are still injured, so Pete's not playing, Troy's not playing, James Alcock won't be available. They're injured. But the starting 11 is pretty much cemented, really. And the subs who are used on a hot day has probably changed four or five times in the last hour. But the starting 11, no. The boys have known that for a while, to be fair. They've seen the selections and they know they're in the starting 11. But today's the serious one. The last two or three pre-season friendlies have not been the best in terms of what I want out of them. Could be many reasons for that. You know, they don't want to get injured and all that malarkey, but generally, the starting 11 have known, and they'll go out today, and I expect a lot different than what we saw last week, for example, in the first 20 minutes.
And obviously, as we said, a big occasion for everyone. How do you expect the occasion to affect the players and to affect the game today?
I don't know, is my honest answer. I'm hoping it doesn't affect them too much. I'm hoping it has if it does at all, it's a positive effect on them. I just don't want them to hide and freeze on the day, you know. They can't afford to do that. They've got a game to win. And, you know, I'm nervous. I'm excited. You know, I've got butterflies now talking to you. I've never had that before. But so it is going to be massive. And when people start rolling in and we have the photos done and the atmosphere starts getting, it's going to affect them. And that's down to me. And that's down to me to make sure they're calm and they want the ball and they're not too concerned that if they do make a mistake, that's going to happen, and I realise that, and I just hope the supporters realise that, and I just hope it doesn't affect them that they go and hide, and then they get back on it again and want the ball. And if they want the ball and they play to how they're capable of doing, they'll be fine.
And there's a couple of star players in that squad. Alfie Taylor will be looking them up to get amongst the goals today, won't he?
Yeah, and so he should. And you know, Alfie's not been on fire since probably the Peterborough game, if I'm honest. And you know, we had a chat over the phone Sunday morning of what I expect and what I want from him. And you know, he's got a bit to give at the minute. He's for us both, he's probably firing at 60% at the minute, and that ain't good enough. I want to fire at 100%, and then he can be the fans' favourite. So at the minute, there's a lot of talk about him, but I'm not seeing it. And he needs to, now it matters, you know, now it's time for him to prove that, and I'm sure he will, you know, I'm sure he will.
Absolutely, well, I tell you what, I'm excited as well. It's not just you, I'm nervous as well, and yeah, I just can't.
That's only because there's some chicken just
okay, yeah, it's a bit of an in-joke, but I can't wait to get the game underway. I wish you all the luck in the world, and whatever happens this afternoon, it's a fantastic day for everyone at the club, whatever the result. Yeah, I hope we can all celebrate afterwards.
So do I, mate. And, you know, I hope we win for you more than anything else, because you deserve it. You deserve 3 points today. Everything else will go, and you can sit back and be proud. But, you know, if there's anybody I want to win for today, it'd be yourself. All right, so thanks.
Thanks very much, Starms.